Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Days with Mark. Today on the show, we've got a treat for you. I mean, this guest today has been probably one of the biggest supporters of what I'm doing with interviewing indie artists since I made the switch from doing soap operas to indie artists. She's been probably my biggest supporter and biggest champion. We've got super talented singer-songwriter Tiffany Ashton joining us. I'll talk with Tiffany about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. I am so excited for this. Let's just go ahead and get this going. How are you, Craig?
Very good, Cody. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. What do you say we go ahead and welcome the lovely Miss Tiffany Ashton to the show? Hey, Tiffany, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Murph. It's so good to hear from you and from Craig. How are y'all doing today?
Terrific. I've been looking
doing
forward
pretty
good. To speaking with you for quite some time, Tiffany.
Oh, thanks, Craig. I'm so excited to be on air with you guys today. Thank you guys for having me. I really do appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And I've literally been doing the show for years, so I'm glad we could finally make this happen today.
Yes, me too. I've been following your show for years, and goodness gracious, there are so many cool things that you've had going with Weekdays with Murph for a while now, and I'm so glad that we finally get to be on air with each other live.
You know, as I said in the intro, first off, I started off doing soap opera interviews. But about three and a half years ago, I think, I made the switch to music, which is my true passion. I mean, music, I'm a big music fan. And ever since, virtually at that point, you have been one of my biggest champions.
No, of course, Merv. I really, really appreciate all that you guys do and all of the support that you lend for so many different indie artists out there. And I know I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people by saying that indie country music community really, really appreciates you and appreciates Craig, too, because you guys have been so supportive of me and my music from the start. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Tiffany, I only learned of you this year, and I heard your music, and I saw your videos, and I said, wow, this seems to be not only a very talented person who has such a bright future ahead of her, but a wonderful, caring person who likes to give to her friends and cares so much about her fans. I see you respond to almost every one of your friends that post about you on Instagram wishing you all the best, and then you respond how much you appreciate it. And that's really a remarkable attribute that you have, Tiffany, and it's greatly admired.
No, thank you so much. It's just, you know, whether someone is a friend or a fan, if we've never even met in person before, just the fact that people are following my music and, you know, listening and supporting, or even just tapping on my Instagram page or my Twitter, like, I really appreciate that. And I really think that the music business is so much about relationships. You know, it's, whenever somebody hears your music, of course they hear your music, but there's a story behind that. And, you know, being able to candidly tell that story is what being a songwriter is all about. But even beyond that, even beyond the music, is I think social media is such an amazing tool nowadays, too, for songwriters, because we have the chance to share our story and connect with other people and theirs, you know. I think it's very, very cool that both of you guys have special needs. My younger brother has autism and epilepsy. And so that's such a huge part of my story. And it lends so much to my life, you know, and, you know, just the challenges that come with that and the triumphs that come with that. I know you guys face some things day to day that, you know, it's not typical. And we face it as a family too with Tristan, you know, but, I really definitely think having him as a part of my life for so long, I mean, you really never know what somebody's going through. You know, most people at first glance wouldn't understand that Tristan has autism or has epilepsy. And so, you know, we've lived with that story and that backstory our whole lives. And, you know, it makes you, number one, really appreciate the little things. And number two, have a lot of empathy for other people because you really never know what they're going through.
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes, and I'm not exactly sure who said this, but I try to live this daily. Leave people better than you found them.
Absolutely.
Tiffany, I wanted to say that from someone from myself, in addition to my nephew having autism. I myself have Asperger's syndrome, so I am fully more than understanding and sympathetic to those people who have it, which is the same case with you are, and I think it's helped you through your experience. And Tristan, you said who's your brother, it's helped you grow as a person too. Does that seem accurate?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's awesome that you guys do what you do. And you do wonderful. I mean, you know, it's awesome to see someone with Asperger's and will be so open about that, because there's a lot of people that aren't or, you know, feel like that should be something to be ashamed of. But honestly, each of us is unique. And I think it's awesome that you do all that you do, Craig. So.
Oh.
But definitely so. But see, look at all this. All three of us have some kind of backstory. And I think as a songwriter, like just connecting with people with whatever story they've got going on in their lives, that's just so crucial. So even just online, like whenever somebody comments on my picture, I really try to respond to everybody. Because you never know, you know. That may be the comment that, you know, makes their day or changes the way that they're going about things. I mean, you really just don't. There's never anything wrong with being encouraging to people and loving on people. You know what I mean?
And that brings up something that I do periodically. I'll go on what I call a Twitter kindness binges. I'll pick out some of my followers and be like, hey, you're awesome or whatever, you know?
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
I'll just randomly be like, you know what? You, sir, are awesome. So, I did have a question for you. Kind of changing the subject a little bit, but
okay.
Tell the listeners how you got into the music business in the first place.
Okay. Well, honestly, I've been singing since as long as I can remember. So whenever I was six, I started playing out in churches and doing the solos like for Amazing Grace in different churches around the country. And by the time I was eight, I was doing football stadiums, baseball stadiums, singing the national anthem. And so, of course, I've always loved to sing. And I also used to love to write when I was little, so I had all sorts of, like, poetry books and that kind of thing. I loved to tell stories. And whenever I was 12, I picked up guitar. And for me, it was like that bridged the gap between singing and songwriting and really brought it all together for me. So first thing I started doing was writing songs. And ever since, I've kept going with it, and it's what I love to do. It's my passion. So that's how I got started and the backstory of how I do what I do. So
awesome. I did have some kind of fun, kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with that.
Oh, of course. I love those. Let's go.
Awesome. if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Wow. Honestly, I don't really know if I would change anything about my career. And I say that because, you know, as a songwriter, you go through different experiences. I started pretty early as far as recording and, you know, at like 13. And so some of my older songs, you know, I hadn't had like a full-blown relationship yet. It was more of the like hand-holding and the kind of more of a middle school relationship that I was writing about. But looking back on it, it took all of that development to be where I am today. And so all those experiences really build you as a songwriter, and you've got to write 250,000 songs to get the ones that you say, you know what, that absolutely tells my story. You know what I mean? So I don't really know if I would change anything.
Awesome. This is always a fun one to ask because the guest always surprises us with their answers to this question. It's rarely ever the same. I had a professor in college one time loved scenarios. He'd throw out scenarios to us pretty much every class period. So that's probably where this question stems from. But okay, you're stranded on a desert island and can only have 3 items with you.
Okay. See, I would probably say it's gonna have to be 3 that it helped me get off. Like, are we assuming that this island is one that's near land that I can, you know, escape from? Or is this have 3 things for the rest of your life?
You can escape from it. I mean, you know, just for the heck of it.
Okay, if you can escape from it, I'm definitely looking at some kind of, like, waterproof epoxy so that I can, like, layer it onto some palm boards, a cloth, big cloth that I can use as a sail, and a compass. I think a compass would be pretty handy. So those would be my top 3. If we're talking
practical,
like 3 things
I
can't live it, thanks. I'm definitely must, like, if that were the case, I would definitely want to get off the island and have everything I need to get off. But if we're talking
right,
3 things that I just, like, couldn't live without, we're definitely talking the guitar, my baby, my Martin guitar, my Bible, and probably my music, just like my records and a way to play them. So like a CD player, if that's the only thing that's out there, that kind of thing. So I guess it depends on how you take the question.
How about a small place to record songs? You would have all the time in the world to cut a new EP, record and cut a new EP.
To cut a new EP?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It literally would be an island in the spring.
Speaking of music, what are you currently listening to right now?
Oh, man. I'm really digging all of Kelsey Bonney's new stuff, Carly Pierce's Every Little Thing. Goodness, like I really love those. Be what I'm really jamming to the most right now, I think. And I've gotten a little bit into Cody Jinks and some of his stuff. I really dig that too. So, just a wide variety. I love all the new stuff coming out. And you know what? High Valley as well.
Yeah.
I really, really like High Valley. So.
They're great. Yes, they're great.
Oh, yeah.
I tell people this all the time, but my close friend will tell you this. My music tastes range from, oh, my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this one.
Isn't that the, you know, people ask me sometimes, they're like, do you only listen to country music? And really, I have to say, I listen to all sorts of things. Like, yes, a lot of the times my radio is on country, but, you know, it ranges from pop to country to gospel to, sometimes my mom walks in my bedroom and she's like, what are you playing? And I think having that variety is just so important, though, you know.
Yeah. I like, I'll give you a prime example. I think the greatest technological invention ever is the iTunes shuffle button. I will be listening to George Strait. I mean, straight up as country as you can possibly get, George Strait.
Oh yeah.
In 1 minute, then the next minute it'll switch over to like Eminem or something, you know. That's my.
Oh yeah.
There's some music range, you know.
Well, and then going right to a Johnny Mathis record. Talk about change.
That's right.
Yeah, I wouldn't go
you
that
know,
far
I think
with
it's
it,
really
but
cool,
whatever.
Though. Because, you know, as a songwriter, being, like, exposed to all of that, I think is really important because, you know, as I was saying, I read about their story, and just because it's something's a different genre, I really like to say that I just love good music. I love things that are real lyrically well thought out, and just, of course, if it's catchy, it's even better, but, you know, just people telling their stories is what I love, and I think is so important,
right. You
know. So,
while we're on the subject of music, if you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
I would be doing engineering, actually. For a long time, like in my middle school years and my high school years, I was on a national rocketry team that was second in the nation. I've won essays on technology contests through Technology Student Association or through high school. You know, I was really involved with that during my middle school and high school years. But what I really loved about engineering in a lot of ways was the design process. And I think it's very, very similar in a lot of ways to songwriting because you're just working on different mediums. Like, my favorite was the design side. So, you know, taking what you have already, so, you know, maybe it's a formula, maybe it's something as simple as S equals MA, basic physics kind of thing, and you're taking that knowledge and creating something new out of it that can help other people. And I see songwriting so much the same way. You've got, you know, your A chord, your F chord, your, you know, all of your theory and all of your lyrical abilities. And you know, you have a story to tell. There's something about that that you're looking to relate to somebody with. And the process in the middle, I think, is very, very much like engineering. It's all about the design of it, you know. It's just whether you're working with emotion or you're working with the physical world. So, anyway, if I weren't a songwriter, I would probably be an engineer. And people always say, how does that relate? Or, I just love the creative processes behind both of them.
Awesome.
I want to, Tiffany, aren't you involved in photography as well?
I'm not. I do like to snap the occasional picture that is of something completely out there and maybe look a little funky. And I like to take a couple snaps like that. But personally, I don't know if I call myself a photographer. I enjoy taking pictures, though. How's that?
That's a good answer.
Now, I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I'll watch a read or listen to pretty much any artist interview that I can possibly find because I think it helps me be better at this show. And I was watching one time a Dan Rather interview Kid Rock and he asked this question. I thought it was just the greatest question ever. So I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
When when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won a major award after a major award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind.
Thank you.
What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I want to be remembered for relatable compassion. And I think as a human, that's what I want to be remembered for. So whenever somebody hears my songs or whenever, you know, when my song comes on the radio or when they see me in concert or up on stage, I want somebody to go, you know what, I've been there and I can feel that she cares. You know, whether it's in the middle of my heartbreak, like there's somebody there for me and they're saying exactly what I couldn't say for myself. You know, that's what this song means to me. And I think music has the power to change the world for the absolute better. And as far as my career, that relatable kind of compassion in my songwriting, in my concerts, even behind stage, even in your Instagram direct messages, no matter where it is, you know, that's what I want to be remembered for, because I think that's absolutely what Jesus would want our music to be shown
right.
for.
And you're well on your way to that.
Thank you so much. I sure do hope so. That would be a dream come true, really.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead, Cody, and I'll ask.
This next question I've got for you is being a creative person, which we're obviously both creative people, but what inspires or motivates you?
Well, I would just have to say the experiences that I see and feel around me. So sometimes I'll write a song that's maybe not my personal experience, but I'm seeing somebody else go through. I've actually had a couple of songs that people come up to me and they go, was that actually like you? And, you know, sometimes I'm like, yes, that was totally me. And sometimes I have to say, no, I wrote that from somebody else's perspective. Or I had to put myself in somebody else's shoes. So for me as a creative person, again, it's like being a storyteller. You know, a lot of things are based on your own experiences because it's very, very first person to write about your own experiences. Like, I can tell you how I felt at 2 o'clock in the morning whenever, like, I wasn't sleeping. What was I not sleeping about, you know? So there's that aspect of storytelling. And then there's also that imaginative side of storytelling that vivid, almost dreamlike quality. So, I mean, it totally depends on what I'm writing about and, you know, the creative mood I'm in sometimes. I'm more likely to write about my own stuff. Sometimes I'm more likely to see somebody else and go, you know what? I really want to write about that. That's a cool situation. So that's where I derive most of my creativity from.
Awesome.
Tiffany, I wanted to ask you, someone who I think is going to be today, who's going to be on the future set of the CMT Next Woman of Country. The ceremony took place today. We saw it on Instagram. And I definitely see you among that elite group in the next few years.
Thank you.
What are your two or three most favorite songs that you've enjoyed writing about?
That I've enjoyed writing. So, out of my songs. Well, actually, I have 4 brand new originals that I have coming out, 4 projects I'm working on right now as we speak, and one of them is called When It Hits Me, and I really, really love that song. That was one that I had such a good time writing, and so that's one of them. Then I also have one called Pull You on You that's coming out, and it's like this sassy song that I can't wait for everybody to hear. So I really love that one as well. It's also in the batch of four that's coming out. And I also have one called Deja You. Again,
Deja
in that batch
you.
Of four.
Deja
You.
Versus Deja Vu.
Yeah, yeah. It's about, you know, being in a town and driving through town, that kind of thing. And everywhere you look reminds you of that person, of that heartbreak. It's a deja you kind of moment. It's not just a deja vu. You know you've been there before. You've known that you've lived through that kind of heartbreak, and you're still feeling it. So that premise of that song. So those would probably be my favorite three so far. And those are coming out in the next batch of four that I'm releasing very soon, and I cannot wait. We've been recording them in Nashville, and they're in the final stages of the process whenever you go and record, that kind of thing. So I am just so stoked for you guys to hear these new ones. And
awesome.
Yeah, so those are the three that I would say I've had the most fun writing so far. But I've also got a couple of babies that I'm working on right now. And I always call them babies when I'm working on a song because, you know, everybody's like, oh, which one's your favorite? And it'd be like trying to pick out of your children.
Exactly.
In a different way, like you're in a different spot in life. And so anyways, that's kind of the way. So anyways, I've got a couple of babies that I'm working on right now, and I'm excited about them. So just stay in tuned. I heard, can't remember where the quote came from once, but it said somebody was asking a songwriter about, you know, which is his favorite, and he always says the next one I'm writing. It's always the next one. So,
I get asked that question all the time, too, about my interviews. Which interview is your favorite? I'm like, I can't pick, you know?
I
just
know,
like,
I know.
I love them all.
You love
you know
every
what I mean?
Single one for a different reason, you know?
Exactly.
And you connect, like for me, I connect different songs with different points of my life. So what I wrote at 13 may not necessarily be where I'm at now, but I still have just like the sentimentality of, gosh, I wrote that when I was 13, and that was the way I was feeling at that moment, probably. You know what I mean? So there's always that, you know.
Yes, I mean, I get that totally. I totally get it, trust me.
Love it.
I want to talk about I know you mentioned social media earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like pretty much everybody is on social media nowadays. So
yeah.
With that in mind, how has social media affected your career thus far?
I think social media is one of the most amazing and powerful tools that we have as artists nowadays. And I can't say really anything, you know, with everything. I think social media is very powerful. And as far as my experience, it's been nothing but good. You know, I love reaching out and talking with my fans. I love being on a first name basis with people when they come to my shows. Like, that is so important to me. So I really think social media for me is an extension of your real life, you know, your real life social life. And I think it's such a cool, cool tool that you can use, you know. So it's just really expanded, you know. I have people in the UK and people in Australia and, you know, people in China that will comment back to my stuff and be like, wow, we've really been listening to your music. And I think that's, like, incredible. Like, I would love to go over there one day and perform for them, but until that time comes, I can keep in touch with them, you know?
And then when you come to all these cities from all where you meet all your fans, they'll know who you are, and they'll be honored to see all you sing live and then help meet you afterwards, take a picture and give you a big hug.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I've got some different shows coming up that I'm really, really excited about, that I'll be able to meet some people, I think, that I've not met in the past before. So, very excited about that.
Yeah, and that, what you said about social media,
Mm-hmm.
That's the same way it is for the show. I mean, the show, if it wasn't for a social media, I don't think the show would have lasted for as long as it has. Because I'll get tweets sometimes from people overseas, and I'll be like, wait, what's happening here, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I do think it's an extension of the relations you have in real life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people talk about things like unwanted messages or things of that nature that you get as a songwriter, things of that nature. But to me, like, that's an extension of what would be happening. You're always going to have somebody who comes to a show that doesn't like what you put out there. You know what I mean? And that's totally fine. Like, not everybody loves country. Not everybody loves pop. Not everybody, you know, but
exactly.
Just the extension online. I mean, you get feedback from people. You know, you get to connect with people, and it gets your music into more hands than ever before. And I can't see anything really wrong in extension to that. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm very thankful for social media.
Well, there's no way that your music,
you
no matter how hard you try, can please. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, and it connected me with you guys. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. I'm serious.
Yes. No one can ever please everybody, no matter
sure.
what genre of music you do. But I, to be knowing that you please in the high 90% of not close to 100, that has to be awfully satisfying.
Oh, it is. And, you know, I'll get messages from people saying, you know what, I just came through, like, one of the hardest patches of my life, and listening to your music really, really helped me. And that, to me, is amazing and so satisfying. I have to take a second and, like, I'm kind of taken aback by it. You know, that somebody would have my music, and for them in that moment, I was there for them, even though I couldn't physically be there. Like, that's amazing. And, you know, I'm just so thankful that my music has reached out to as many people as it has, and that I've been able to make relationships through that and have so many people that really enjoy my music.
And it's and there's many more people that
I'm the same way with the show. I mean, I never thought it would last over 5 years so far. I honestly thought we'd be kicked off the air within 2 weeks. To be completely honest with you, but I'll use you for an example. Whenever you send me a Facebook message or a Twitter message, and you're like, I thank you for everything you do, I'm like, wow.
No.
That makes everything worth it, you know?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you guys so much. And, you know, I think that one of the reasons you guys have lasted as long as you have, and I mean, I know you said you were expecting 2 weeks, and now here you are at, like, 5 years and counting. Like, it's amazing. But I can definitely tell that, you know, with the indie country community, you have been so supportive. And I've watched you, and you're so supportive of my career. You're so supportive of so many people out there and their careers, too. You know, we just really, really appreciate that, Cody. Like, thank you for all that you do with your station.
You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The show is not about me. It's about y'all. I love people. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I love seeing people succeed. And if this show is even a small part of y'all's success, I've more than done my job.
No. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for making such an amazing platform for indie country artists to come and be a part of.
Absolutely. Hey, wow. But 30 minutes is just totally flown by, isn't it?
Flown by, yes.
Yes. It's been 35 minutes, and I wanted to ask one final question, Tiffany.
Okay.
From my part. Obviously, one of my goals in terms of artists to see, with along with Kayla Woodson, who was yesterday's guest, you're at the
mm-hmm.
top. You know, I've kept asking when I'm going to see you, and unfortunately, your New Year's Eve gala show at the Gaylord Opry Hotel, I'm not able to make, even though I know it's going to be a stupendous event. Can you let you know of any other events that you're doing, shows like with your new music in Nashville,
absolutely.
North Carolina?
Absolutely. Tonight I'm going to be playing at Nolan's Place here in Nolensville, Tennessee, so I'm super excited. Tomorrow night is the CMA Awards, and I'm so excited because I'm going to be able to walk the red carpet tomorrow night. And I'm just ecstatic about that. So I'm here in Nashville for the next couple days. Then I'll be back in North Carolina for a while. But December 9th, I'm going to be a part of Nashville Christmas Series in Missouri, in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And
that's
going to feature a lot of my fellow songwriters, Kyle Richards, Rachel Dixon, Dallas Remington. A lot of Nashville people are going to be there and are going to be supporting. It's actually for those with special needs out there. They do it as a fundraiser every year. I was honored to be a part of it last year. And this year they've asked me back, and it's just an incredible event. So that's out in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And then, of course, we have Opryland's Big Night Nashville. There's going to be 8+ acts there. We are taking over Opryland Resort for that night. It's going to be a huge New Year's Eve bash. Tickets are on sale at bignightnashville.com. In the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be at the Hollywood Music and Media Awards out in Los Angeles, and I'm going to be doing some recording there. So I've got 4 that I've been working on, and there's a 5th one that I'm going to be recording out in L.A., and I'm ecstatic for y'all to hear that. And, of course, with the Grammys coming up soon, I'll hopefully be going to those as well. So just a lot of exciting stuff. And with
more shows
in process, being in the process of confirmation now. So please follow up. TiffanyAshtonMusic.com has my touring schedule, my show schedule, and I would just love to meet you guys in person, see y'all, like, give you guys a big hug for all
that
you do for
great.
Us. So,
I would love that. I would make my week.
Thank you for taking almost 40 minutes out of what I know is a extremely busy schedule to come on and do this with us.
Oh, of course. No, thank you guys for having me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all in your hearts for this.
You know,
it's been an honor, Tiffany. You are really awesome. You already shine like glamour without the red carpet. And I haven't even met you.
True.
Thank
you. I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider you a very, very, very dear friend.
Oh, no, you are not overstepping at all. You guys are dear friends to me, too, Murph. Thank you. Thank you.
I think we're going to let you go, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Same to you guys. I really appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
Absolutely.
So excited to go play this show at Nolan's Place. So
have fun.
It's been an honor, Tiffany. Thank you for bringing us your charm for the last 35, 40 minutes.
Thank you guys for having me. Y'all have an amazing night. To everyone out there, I hope you guys have an amazing night too. Anybody that's listening, I really appreciate you guys tuning in.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Tiffany.
All right, sounds
Bye-bye.
Good. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye. That was cool. That was so cool.
Yes, she is just incredible.
She's that's probably one of the movies I've ever done. And I know I say that all the time, but this time it's probably true.
No, I think it's true all the time, with obviously Tiffany included. It's just
hey, I think I'm gonna I'll let you go too, buddy, because we've only got like 4 minutes until a Blog Talk forcibly kicks us off the network. Okay.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow for Emily Miner's interview. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Tiffany Ashton. As Craig said, there's been a slight change to the Emily Miner interview for tomorrow. It'll now be at 5:30 Central instead of 4:30 Central. I can't even believe we have just three interviews left this year. And with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Muff. Thank you and goodbye.